Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Biden administration continues to see its cabinet positions and senior level officials confirmed and put in place in recent days. That includes the EPA administrator, Michael Regan, who was sworn into his position this week. And then also this week, we've seen the U.S. Trade Representative, Katherine Tai, unanimously confirmed by the Senate and will be sworn in this week as well. Also in the House this week, the House passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. And this legislation, which is intended to help improve and streamline and update the H-2A Ag Worker Program, as well as help more broadly address agricultural labor issues. That legislation passed the House last year, but was not taken up in the Senate. It's not clear yet if or how that may move forward in the Senate, whether it could move as a standalone bill, or if it possibly gets wrapped up into a broader immigration package that may be considered later this year in the Senate.